The president says the class of 2009 is leaving college at a time of economic uncertainty, but he urges these new graduates to seize the opportunity to make the world a better place.
I know starting your careers in troubled times is a challenge, but it is also a privilege, because it's moments like these that force us to try harder and dig deeper and to discover gifts we never knew we had, to find the greatness that lies within each of us.
In many ways, it was a classic commencement address. There were no new pronouncements of policy. Instead, these were words meant to inspire. President Obama told the graduating class at Arizona State that what drives them through life should not be money, celebrity, or power, but a higher calling.
A willingness to follow your passion, regardless of whether they lead to fortune and fame. A willingness to question conventional wisdom and rethink old dogmas.
The president talked about what he calls the selfishness and irresponsibility on Wall Street and in Washington that resulted in a national economic crisis. He says it is time to do things differently.
That's why we're going to need your help. We need young people like you to step up. We need your daring. We need your enthusiasm. We need your energy.
Mr. Obama got a warm welcome in this university in the desert. This was the first of three commencement addresses the president is scheduled to deliver this month. The reception is likely to be far different on Sunday when he arrives at the University of Notre Dame in the Midwestern state of Indiana. Notre Dame has ties to the Roman Catholic Church, which has taken a strong anti-abortion stand, and protesters have vowed to make their presence known when the president, who supports abortion rights, arrives on campus. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, Washington.